Hi again, and thanks for coming back to listen. Just got a quick story for you now, just about some great sex that me and the wife had on Saturday night. So we went out with some friends for a few drinks and a meal. As she was getting ready, she put on this lovely dress. It was like a figure-hugging leopard print dress. I mean, she's got an amazing body, so you could see all her curves. Clings to her skin, so you could see her tits and her ass. I told her how amazing she looked. She looked fantastic. She got a little pair of black high heels on with open toes. She's got really sexy feet, and I've got a little bit of a thing about her feet. She's got really horny feet. So we went out, we had a few drinks, got really drunk, came back very late at night, and to be honest, we were that late back, I really didn't hold out any chance of any decent sex, really. But we went up to bed. It was probably about 4 a.m. by the time we got to bed. She jumped into bed. She took her dress off. I mean, her tits are that pert. She doesn't even have to wear a bra when she goes out. She's got huge, big tits that are so firm she can get away without wearing a bra. But so always underneath this dress was this lovely little black thong that was just holding her pussy lips in, keeping her pussy nice and warm for the evening. She gets into bed. She looked amazing all night, so I thought, okay, I'm going to chance my arm here, see what I can get. But before I'd even managed to initiate anything, she's got her hand over me, starting to stroke my cock. I'm rubbing her leg up and down my thigh, so I thought, I'm in here, great stuff. It wasn't long before she got my cock hard and she's wanking me off. Nice and slowly she started with. I've got a thing about her fingernails and she knows I love it around my cock. So she was just holding onto my cock and digging her nails into my balls and into the shaft of my cock. It was amazing. I think she could do that and make me come without even really wanking me off that much. But after a few moments, she starts to increase the speed of her wanking. She's just holding onto my cock and digging her nails in. And it wasn't long before she's full on tossing me off, lying next to me in the bed. I pulled the duvet back, getting in the way a little bit, so she could see what she was doing. My cock was absolutely rock hard. She's wanking me off and I'm looking down at her tits, which I've been desperate to get my hands on all night. She just leans up, slides down the bed and starts sucking my cock. She's still wanking me off. She just got her tongue licking around the end of my bell end while she's wanking me off, which is amazing. And then she was stopping every few seconds and just bobbing her head up and down on my dick, taking it quite deep down her throat. And clenching her fingers around my balls when she was deep-throating me. It was absolutely amazing. I could have come there and then a couple of times. I have to keep getting her to slow the tempo down. She was obviously in quite a dirty mood because she was sucking away like a beauty, wanking me off, licking around the top of my cock, to the point where she nearly made me come a few times. Then she looks up at me and she says, how are you going to fuck me then? So I think in that situation, there's only one way for it. That's to get her on all fours, get behind her and bury your cock into her, really. I mean, she's got a beautiful little size 10 arse. She jumps up on all fours. She's still got her knickers on at this point, which I find really horny. She had a little tiny black thong on, so a little tiny piece of string just pulling down between her arse cheeks and just covering her pussy lips. I got behind her and just for the first few seconds just wanked my cock against her ass cheeks, rubbed my bell end on her bum around her arsehole. She likes that. Don't really fuck her ass very often, but she likes me to wank over her ass and come over her ass every now and then. So just pulled the little string to the side and eased my cock inside her. Just put the tip in to start with and just move slowly backwards and forwards, teasing her pussy. She was absolutely soaking wet, as she always is. And as I was sliding in and out, so I could see my cock glistening with all her pussy juice wrapped around it. She was it was dripping down onto the bed. She was so wet. And I guess it was just one of them moments where you just had to grab hold of the back of her hair and fuck her really hard. So I started to increase the speed, sliding my cock in and out of her, pumping away on her. She arches her back, puts her shoulders up in the air, pushes her arse cheeks up, trying to get as much cock in her as possible. Absolutely incredible. There's no way I'm going to stand doing that for very long. It's only a matter of time before I have to empty my balls into her. Then she does this amazing thing. When I'm banging her from behind, she'll reach underneath and dig her nails into my balls and pull me into her as hard as she can, to the point where she almost draws blood on my balls and cock. I mean, I find it horny. I've got a little bit of kink about that. As soon as she starts grabbing my balls, that's me. I mean, and digs her nails into my balls, that's me about coming there and then. So she's doing that, pulling my cock into her, begging for it deeper. And as she squeezes my balls really tight, she digs her nails in, and I just unloaded myself into her. Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So that was my Saturday night. Spent an evening looking at my horny wife. And then after not holding out much hope for a shag, came home and smashed the back doors in. Amazing. Okay, just a quick one, but thanks for listening. If you've got any comments, please get in touch. And I'll get back to you soon.